word of God that calls for our attention on this Lord's Day is the gospel for the day, the story of the Pharisee and tax collector from Luke 18. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Kadosh, that's the Hebrew word for holy. Now you can go home and impress all of your Jewish friends and tell them, I know a Hebrew word. In fact, one of the most important Hebrew words, kadosh. So this morning we want to figure out, how do you figure out if someone is kadosh, holy? In other words, a saint, because that's what the word saint means, is a holy one. It seems to me that I'd look for somebody who doesn't lie, doesn't cheat, doesn't steal, gives generously, maybe 10% of their income to the Lord's church, and who really works to do what God commands, not just leaves it as a back burner thing or gives it a half-hearted attempt. In other words, I'd be looking for someone, if I was looking for someone who's holy, I'm looking for someone like the Pharisee that Jesus tells us about. Because he's telling the truth when he says, I'm not like this tax collector. The tax collector is an extortioner. The Pharisee, he really does work hard to do what God asks. He gives 10% of all that he has, not just his income, everything he has to the Lord. And fasts, he says, 2 times a week. During Lent, sometimes I try to fast 1 day a week, so that would make me 7 times a year on my best years that I fast. He fasts 104 times a year. I don't know any Christian who fasts that much. By all outward signs, this Pharisee is holy, kadosh. But Jesus says, he did not go to his house justified. He was not a saint, not kadosh, not holy. By contrast, the tax collector, by his own admission, is everything that that Pharisee accuses him of being. He has lied, cheated, stolen from people. And he's embarrassed, so ashamed that he won't even raise his eyes as he pleads to God for mercy. Mercy that he knows he does not deserve. And to the amazement of the crowd listening to Jesus, and frankly, it ought to be to the amazement of every single one of us if we understand the situation here, Jesus says, this man went home justified. He's holy. Kadosh. A saint. It surprises us if we really get the situation, but it ought not. Let's see. Who was it that denied knowing even who Jesus is? Saint Peter. Who killed Christians in the book of Acts? Saint Paul. Who wanted to call down fire from heaven on their enemies? Saints James and John. And some of the saints that we will remember today didn't live such exemplary lives. You knew some of them. Some of them, you know how far short of the glory of God they fell. There are some on our list who, they were really kind of mean people. And yet we're going to celebrate them today as saints, kadosh, holy? Does this mean you should go, oh, I think I'm going to go home and work really hard at becoming an extra bad sinner because then maybe that'll qualify me for sainthood? No. Peter and Paul and James and John, the tax collector, and all the saints who from their labors rest are saints, not because they were less sinful than other people or more sinful than other people, but because the blood of Jesus cleansed them and they believed that the blood of Jesus was for them. Do you believe that Jesus' kadosh life was sacrificed for your unkadosh life? Do you believe that he wraps you in his holiness when he claims you as his own? If so, then you are a saint. Kadosh, holy. Because you have faith in our Lord Jesus. That's what makes one a saint. Let's go back. Today's Old Testament reading, Abel. Why was he holy to God? Was there something special about his sacrifice? No, if you read the New Testament, there was nothing special about his sacrifice. It was his faith that led to the sacrifice. His faith in God. And you say, well, that's not faith in Jesus. Yes, it is. He had faith in the God who had promised his mom, and Abel's mom is Eve, who had promised Eve that he was going to send one who was going to crush Satan for Eve, for Abel, and for us. Faith. That's how he became a saint. How about Paul? Well, let's see. In today's epistle, he is on death row. He knows he's about to be executed. Does he write, I've lived as holy a life as I could. I really worked hard to keep God's commands, and at least I'm not as bad as this tax collector. Nope. He says, I fought the good fight. I finished the race. He probably would have said, though I got off course a whole lot of times, and I've kept the faith. There's what a saint does. Keeps the faith through life and death, continues to cling to Jesus because Jesus' perfect life makes us kadosh, holy. His sacrificial death takes away everything unholy, unkadosh in us. See, it's by faith that the saints become kadosh, faith in Jesus. And that faith is lived out in penitence. And so we do what that tax collector did. We come before our Lord with embarrassment. We come before him ashamed of the way we have lived our lives, with true regret. We say, Lord, be merciful to me. Don't take those words lightly. Don't come before your Lord in confession and say, I'm sorry if you don't mean it. If you intend to go right back to your life of lying, gossiping, using pornography, cheating at school, stealing from your employer by wasting time, if you intend to go right back to living the way your old sinful nature would like to live, don't come and claim God's forgiveness. That's making a mockery of his gift of absolution. I'd like to say, if you don't intend to change your sinful life, you have no intention of it, and you come to confession, Jesus isn't speaking to you whenever he says, I forgive you all your sins. But he is speaking to you. It's just you're speaking back to him and saying, I don't care about your forgiveness. I don't want it. You know what you can do with your forgiveness is what you're telling God. On the other hand, if you recognize that you would like to change, but no, you can't without God's intervention, if you would like to live a kadosh life, but realize you have no ability in yourself to be holy, if you want to please your God, but know there are far too many temptations that are far too big for you to overcome, then do what that tax collector did. Plead with God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And believe him whenever he says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though your iniquity stains you red inside and out and damns you. Yet what your Lord Jesus has done for you causes your God to say, I forgive you. And Jesus' blood is flowing for you. Jesus' blood, you would think that would stain you even redder inside and out. But it doesn't. Instead, it washes every stain off of you, which means your baptism is still working. It is still bathing you, still sainting you, still holifying you, still kadoshing you, still making you a saint. Behold a host arrayed in white. Who are these? These are they who've come out of the great tribulation. They've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That's what makes a saint. And that means that you and I, as faith-filled people, also are saints. We come begging our Lord. There's a legend, maybe a true legend, that Luther on his deathbed either said or wrote, "We are all beggars, it is true." Boy, is that accurate. We are beggars. We can't live without handouts from our Lord. Isn't that why we're here today? We've come to beg handouts from the Son of God. And he reaches in his pocket and he digs out a whole lot more than loose change. He hands to you his holy body, his holy blood, his holy life. His righteousness, his holiness, his kadoshness is given to every beggar who will simply, in faith, take his handouts. They say, God helps those who help themselves. That's bunk. God helps those who know they can't help themselves, like the tax collector and all the saints who from their labors rest, and you and me. We know how we become kadosh. It's not by anything we do. It is by faith in Jesus. Faith that is lived out in penitence. And so we come with the tax collector begging, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And you and I get to go home justified. Justified. Because we've been wrapped in Jesus' kadosh, his holiness, and made saints right along with all those we remember in joy today. In the name of Jesus, amen. I invite you to take out the yellow rite of remembrance, and we will remember those saints who have gone before us in the faith. Let us remember with thanksgiving to God those who have gone before us in the Christian faith, those to whom our Lord gave new life in his Son through holy baptism, those whom he nourished in the company of his people by his holy word and supper, those whom he has now in his infinite mercy summoned from the struggles of this world to the glory of his everlasting presence.
A reading from Revelation chapter 7 and 14. These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For that reason, they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple, and the one who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. They will not hunger, neither will they thirst. The sun will not strike them, nor the scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will shepherd them. And he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Elder Reusner, Donald Eckert, Charles Rogers, Richard Bartlebort, Elizabeth Bisher, Paige Kemmerer, Robert Frericks, Eudine Teese, Ruth Bartlebort, Richard Stein, Alice Stellhorn, Betty Cimaroli, Galvester Remus, Linda Schneider, David Ernst, Leroy Rogers, Lillian Remus, Viola Kuntz, Dorothy Chaton, Walter Teese, Wallace Castens, Kent Randall, Fred Precht, Carol Flowers, Michelle Booth, Eva Overbow, Colleen Johnson, Mark Zipfel, Sonia Gnutis, John Losey, Kent Heidenreich, Willard Borenpohl, Stacy Volkamp, Viola Borenpohl, George Kemmerer, Harold Evans, Leland Nolau, Ethel Wegener, Shirley Schwarzkopf, Stanley Zalowski, Thomas Schultz, Elmer Schwarzkopf, Charles Brooks, George Gnutis, Helen Shannon, Louise Precht, Luann Castens, James Neiman, Michael Henderson, Betty Gerfen, May Hagler, Robert Ceramic, and all those we now remember silently in our hearts. Please stand.
Bless communion, fellowship divine. We feebly struggle, they in glory shine. Yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. Alleluia. Alleluia. And when the fight is fierce, the warfare long, still zombie the distant triumph song, and hearts are brave. Oh, again and arms are strong. Alleluia. Alleluia. Merciful Father, whose dear Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, grows victor over death and the grave, we remember with thanksgiving your faithful people who trusted in Christ, whose tears are gone, and whose sorrows you turn to joy. Remember, O Lord, your church on earth. Grant to your people everywhere strength of faith and love for you and for one another. Give us a confident hope in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come, so that in communion with all your saints in heaven and on earth, we may ever glorify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Encouraged by the great cloud of witnesses who suffered all, even death for Christ, let us pray that all God's people endure to the day of Christ's coming. And let us pray for the needs of all people as we approach that blessed day.
Let us pray for this congregation, especially for Abby and Todd, whose baptisms we remember.
Holy Spirit, give us penitent hearts that humbly beg for your mercy and confidently trust Christ's forgiveness given to the saints and to all of us whom you have baptized. Give us lips that faithfully confess Christ and hands that joyfully serve one another. Bless our voters meeting today and guide the decisions we make so that you are glorified and our neighbors see our love.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the church throughout the world, especially those who suffer for the name of Christ.
Holy Lord, give us and all your people joy and hope in the eternal robes in which you have clothed us all, saintly robes made white by the blood of the Lamb. Be with every Christian who is persecuted and teach each of us to stand firm in faith. Guide the work of St. Mark, our Redeemer, in Trinity congregations.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for Matthew, our synodical president, Timothy, our district president, Tony, our circuit counselor, and Bruce, our pastor in Christ.
Father, we see in the faith of the saints the results of the pure proclamation of your word. Teach our leaders, every pastor, and me, to rightly oversee, correct, and promote faithful preaching and teaching. Give to each of us courage to speak the truth so that all of us, like the saints before us, may be kept in faith until we with them rest from our labors.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for government leaders and for all those in authority over us.
Holy Lord, teach every official to act wisely and to care for all people, including the unborn, the infirm, those enduring injustice, and those who suffer. And teach us to honor, respect, and obey our leaders as your representatives.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the lonely, depressed, and mentally ill.
Lord of all, give to each of them encouragement and hope in you, even when they feel forsaken on earth. And give to us understanding and care and love for them.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the ill, the injured, and those facing surgery.
Gracious Lord, be with those who are suffering from the wildfires and from all sorts of calamities. Be with Roger, Oris, Beth, Norma, Matt, Tara, Charles, Beth, Kathy, Sherry, Charlie, Herb, Parker, Reagan, Joshua, Hope, Ed, the Martinez family, Clem, John, and Nina. Strengthen their faith, overcome their unbelief, and heal their bodies.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Let us give thanks with all who are married.
Gracious God, thank you for all those you have united as husband and wife, especially Rudy and Diane and Jacob and Sarah. Keep them and all of us in your care. Make every marriage among us a picture of Christ's love for his bride, the church.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who commune at this altar today.
With the tax collector, we pray, God, be merciful to us sinners. Fill us with true repentance and a confident trust in Christ's forgiveness as he comes to us in his body and blood. Enable us to fight the good fight, finish the race, and keep the faith until we join you and all your saints in glory.
Lord, in your mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
We stand for the service of the sacrament, page 208.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary. We should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. By faith the saints of old held fast to your promise of things hoped for, though not yet seen, leaving an example and encouragement for us, who walk now by faith and not by sight. Grant that we may faithfully eat and drink of this holy supper of your Son's body and blood, and in the union of his mystical body, the Church, be joined in unending praise with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Moses, Elijah, and the faithful prophets, the blessed apostles and evangelists, the holy martyrs, and all the saints in glory who fought the good fight of faith before us. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you. as white as snow. By thy blood and bitter passion,
for these words I now believe. Jesus,
save us. You receive the holy body and holy blood of your holy Lord. You are his holy child, the saint. Go in his peace.
I am without one keyboard.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.